used his books as educational material and also a way to travel. So he just, I mean, Julius was different in that he didn't look at the university as giving him something as much as the university existed. It had resources, and he attempted to tap into those resources.
Did you attend any of his games?
No, because I was in college in Georgia. So, no, I didn't.
Did your parents try to attend most of his games?
I know my mom and my dad, maybe a couple, but I know my mom was pretty good about going to his games.
Of the awards that Julius has been the recipient of, what do you think he would have been most proud of?
Oh, gosh. It's hard.
Okay.
That's hard because he loved every entity that recognized Julius. Julius had an affinity for. So I can't say one was stronger than the other, although football might have been it. The Hall of Honor might have been the one. And then again, recently, the San Antonio. Of curiosity, of using those resources that are at your hand to your advantage and appreciate the environment you're in and take advantage of that environment.
Is there any recognition of Julius at Highland High School?
None other than the Sports Hall of Fame, no.
You think it should be?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay.
Not necessarily, because the environment at that high school has changed.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, you know, the awards and recognition that he's gotten is said a lot. Because actually, even with the San Antonio Sports Hall of Fame, that touches on his high school years.
Looking back on Julius' career as a sister, what are you most proud of your brother?
That, number one, he was my brother. He was my buddy. He was my pal. He was my confidant. He was my advisor. He as much as we fought as children, I recognized that my brother was brilliant and he was an amazing guy. And that's what I miss. I don't have that extension of me to call on anymore. And he was a great support.
I don't know if you can answer this question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you think this generation of student-athletes, not particularly here at the university, but probably globally, understand the significance that Julius has had on the sport and athletics in general?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so, because Julius, what he did, I guess, is a microcosm of what has been going on in the world, and I don't know that it touched broader enough to impact other folks. Here in Texas, perhaps, but more broadly than that, I don't think so, because it wasn't given the kind of attention that would bring notice to the significance of it.
Mildred Whittier, the sister of the late Julius Whittier. Julius died on September 24, 2018. He was 68. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions as to your future in Black America programs, email us at inblackamerica@kut.org. Also, let us know what radio station you heard us over. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Facebook and X. You can hear previous programs online at kut.org. Also, you can listen to a special collection of In Black America programs at American Archive of Public Broadcasting. That's americanarchives.org. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or of the University of Texas at Austin. Until we have the opportunity again for technical producer David Alvarez, I'm Johnny O. Hansen, Jr. Thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week.
CD copies of this program are available and may be purchased by writing In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. That's In Black America CDs, KUT Radio, 300 West Dean Keaton Boulevard, Austin, Texas, 78712. This has been a production.
It's a Sunday morning, and you're listening to the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Amos.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Kevin Amos, and I'm your host for the program, as I'm here every Sunday from 6 a.m. until noon, playing jazz in the first couple of hours, and we go to blues and R&B, and then we get into like reggae and African music and other world music there for you. So bear with me. We're going to go down the list of what we heard so far today, and let's see what we got. We have coming up, we got some Grover Washington Jr. and Dexter Gordon, possibly some Eugenie Jones. The last thing we heard was Mulgrew Miller doing It Never Entered My Mind. Also, Thelonious Monk doing a version of Blue Monk, taking you back there to a release from 1964. Yeah. Also, Emmanuel Wilkins with Matty Glaze. That's new music from Emmanuel on Blue Note. And we also had new music from Oscar Peterson. Oscar Peterson. And that was, I believe, from a concert from 1964 that has just been put out there again. The original, I don't think it was ever released, or was it released in a different version? But there's a new version for you to check out, especially a lot of you new listeners and new people to check out jazz music. So that's what we have so far, and we have more coming up, so stay with us, okay? All right. We'll be right back.
then you slowly slipped away. An angel of the night and of the day. Our time has come, but will you ever return to love's arms? No eyes ever seen, no ears ever heard, no minds ever thought, no hearts ever sung love still, a never-ending melody. Visions of a world of beauty, passions overflowing, and reflections of the memories, the questions left behind. Reality's a dream and truth a lie. Just as I close my eyes and pray for escape, I see your face. But sure as the sun, dark as the moon, swift as the breeze, together soon we'll be. Time withers away, skies once blue turn to gray, each moment we're apart, one kiss to I'd rather love you while you're in my dreams. Maybe then you'll learn to love me. If only it were that easy. A real dream to me you were. And then you slowly slipped away. An angel of the night and of the day. Our time has come, but will you ever return to love's arms? No, as it was seen. No words of goodbye, no hearts of a song, love still an never-ending melody. But so is the sun, and dark is the moon, and swift is the breeze, together soon we'll be. No no heart of a thought, no heart of a song. Love still a never-ending melody. But sure as the sun, dark as the moon, swift as the breeze. Together soon
is what she says about me for loving, trusting, giving you my all. And here we stand at our fork in the maybe I'll take whichever path you're not gonna be on. Angry, and I won't lie about how I feel, 'cause that's no way to heal. And though one day you'll be just a vague memory, right now all I see is I do what I do, what I do, and I say, and I say what I say, what I say, and I feel when I feel. You, yeah.